Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new series on the GTN podcast channel, I suppose. This series is called...
Could be that.
Is That Wheelie True?
Is That Wheelie True?
Is That Wheelie True?
It. Can you tell?
Yep, literally about 30 seconds ago.
It was like, yes, it's bing, that's cheesy enough, we'll take that.
Oh, it's wheelie cheesy. Oh, God. Stop me. Please help me.
Stop you. God, it sounds exhausting.
So, yeah. The aim of the game, I've got three stories. Two are fake and April Fool's jokes from manufacturers and companies.
Sounds good to me.
One sounds like an April Fool's joke, but it's actually true.
And
I have them in front of me. I'm cracking up already.
Right.
Okay.
So I think we should probably like explain a little bit about the rules on this one, I suppose. Is there not rules? There's not really rules, is there?
There's not really rules.
Basically, he's just going to tell me these three pieces. But are we doing it in a singular piece? So you do the first piece and I take a guess? Or are we doing all three in one hit?
I'll first of all read out all three introductions. I've written like introductions to the story.
Right.
Once I've done that, you can focus on whichever ones you want in whatever order you want. You can go back and forth, whatever. I want you to ask me questions and you need to decide which one is the true story.
Right. Okay. And then what do I win if I get it? Do I win anything? Golden star?
Big kiss.
A big kiss?
From Liam, who's not here at the moment.
No, I'm off luxuries, thank you.
Oh, shall we get into the game?
I thought you were going to sell away your wife then. I was going to say, dear God, man.
No, she's mine.
Help.
She's all mine. you need to pay more than that. Let's get into the game. So, shall we begin the stories? I'll give you these introductions.
Yeah, yeah.
So story one. BMW are bringing back the Isetta bubble car. It's going to be a fully electric and modernized remake.
Right.
Story two. Elon Musk. Elon Musk has released a rap song under his new record label, Emoji. The song is called R.I.P. Harambe. Story three. Brands Hatch is installing speed bumps on their pit lane to add drama and a double yellow line to stop drivers illegally parking. Let me repeat those stories just in case my laughing got in the way. Story one, BMW are bringing back the Isetta bubble car. It's going to be fully electric and a modernized remake. Story two, Elon Musk has released a rap song under his new record label, Emoji. This song is called R.I.P. Harambe.
He's struggling to compose himself.
It's awful. Story three. Brands Hatch is installing speed bumps on their pit lane to add drama and a double yellow line to stop drivers parking illegally. So this is going to be difficult because I've got all three stories in front of me, but I haven't memorized anything.
I'm going to have to pretend
if I know the facts, I might have to give you a bit of a red herring and pretend to look them up. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Ask away, sir.
Right. Okay. So the first one I'm going to hit because Brands Hatch, because I love it.
Okay.
Double yellow lines where?
On the pit lane.
On the pit lane?
Yes. Right next to the speed bumps, actually.
Oh,
actually, technically, right next to the bike lane.
The bike lane. There's a bike lane. There already is a bike lane.
Oh, this one's a cycle lane for push bikes.
Well, that's what I meant. There already is one.
Is there? What, in the pit?
Around the back. Yeah.
Oh, this is actually on the pit. On the pit.
Oh,
straight.
This is on the pit straight.
Yep.
Wow. Right. What kind of speed bump is it? Is it electric?
No, it's like the ones that are for ambulances, you know, that allow ambulances to go over them.
That is a freaking...
Safety first.
It's a tarmac speed bump.
It's a speed bump.
Well, they don't have any Formula One cars coming, and they do rally up that pitch straight. So maybe that's what they're... Yeah. Are they removable? They're rubber?
No, they're not removable. No, no, they are permanent. And they're going to be installed just before the Quick Fit British Touring Car Championship because it's supposed to kind of add another element for the drivers to kind of avoid.
What, avoid them on the pit lane? Oh, yep. Shit, where
it
do I
adds
go?
A bit of drama.
I've just gone into the competitor's rear end.
It adds a bit of drama, you know.
Right, okay. That one sounds a bit false, if I'm honest. What?
Well, Brands Hatch has said competitors must negotiate the sleeping policeman at slow speed in their low-slung supercars.
That could bring you down to pit limiter level, so you don't need a pit limiter.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Do we know what material they're going to be made of?
It's just a normal material from the photos.
Like, so a speed hump, just like tarmac.
Yeah, just like you'd find on a standard road. A spokesperson from Brands Hatch said, "We're proud to be at the forefront of innovation here at Brands Hatch, and we're aiming to further enhance this in future seasons. We're currently evaluating We're currently evaluating adding a Pelican crossing so spectators can cross the track mid session in the next year or two."
What, across the track? That's what the underground bridge is
only
for.
Only the pit lane. That's the pit straight.
But there's a bridge under it, and there's a bridge over it. Why would you need that?
Because this is to get right at the track if you want to watch them going past.
Okay, then. Right. That one doesn't sound particularly convincing, if I'm honest. But the other two, I'm not sure, actually, because Elon Musk is just... He's nat nuts, isn't he? That he could do anything like that, to be fair, and just get away with it.
Yep.
And then BMW do some strange shit for special events. So, right. So, well, I suppose we'll go Elon Musk. We're going backwards. We're going to go backwards through 3-1, I think, then. Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Let's go backwards 3-1. So he's made... What is it? What's the song?
The song's called R.I.P. Harambe.
Harambe.
Named after the gorilla that died a few years back.
Oh. Freaking hell. It's a rap.
It's a rap.
Right, yep. Okay. It's a rap. Is it Tesla branded?
No, it's from his new record label, Emoji.
Emoji. How's it spelled? Like emoji as in an emojicon?
Like emo, as Emoticon. In what everyone was when they were teenagers.
From 1994 upwards, yeah.
Yep. That's it.
Well, yeah.
It's actually featuring a couple of other artists.
Right.
So it's in collaboration
Beyonce.
With Blood Pop, Young Jake, and Caroline Polakek.
Who the fucking hell's that? What did she make? She's a poly cake. She stuffed a load of policemen in it and made a cake.
She's a rapper from Hungary.
Oh, I was going to say, is it pork flavoured? Old pigs. That's Titter Jill, I can hear that. He's desperately trying to hold it in.
He's trying so hard. The song's been listened to and downloaded more than 800,000 times since its release.
Since April.
On the 1st of April.
April the 1st. Yep. 3 days.
April the 1st. Yeah.
3 days. How many views?
800,000.
What?
Wait, what number did I say? Did I say
800,000? Car related, I love it. It's just because it's got Musk in it. It's funny. But it's not. I suppose there's not really much I can ask about it, really, on that one, is it? It's really annoying, that one, because he's a nutcase and he would do something like that, and he's got the money and power to bring in forces like that.
Yeah.
Has he got a video? Got a music video?
No. Hasn't.
Oh, it hasn't.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because then he would have branded it, surely. He would have put branding around it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the branding's just his new record label, which he's trying to start.
Emoji Me.
Emoji.
Emoji Me.
Emoji Me. Yeah.
I've got some lyrics related to it though. He's not pushing any of his other brands. It's just purely that.
It's just himself.
What reason is it for? Just this monkey. The gorilla.
It's like a band-aid, whatever it is.
Not band-aid, that's an American plaster. What's it called? First aid? No.
No, first aid. What's it called?
I think it is called band-aid, isn't it?
I've got some lyrics here.
Yeah, band-aid. Yeah. So, oh, go on then. Yeah. Oh, you've got lyrics.
I have. What?
are they a bit provocative?
No. No, they're just kind of out of context. He first of all describes Harambe sipping on Bombay.
Right. On Bombay? Yeah. What, the freaking country?
No, the place, anyway. The tree. Harambe sipping on some Bombay. And then a voice in the background sings, "We miss you. We really, really miss you."
This association to this monkey, the gorilla.
Well, Harambe was a massive meme, so.
Oh, there you go. Was he? I don't know.
Yeah. Right, R.I.P. Okay. Harambe.
Ah, right, okay.
I mean, who else would you sing about?
You could sing about King Kong, couldn't you? Or I don't know, Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
First, not the second.
Oh, not the second. Not the second.
No. Or Richard III. He'd have been quite good to sing about.
About a 17-year-old lowland gorilla.
Yeah. There's no more lyrics. That's all you've got, is it?
That's all I've got.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's definitely not because the song wasn't made. That's just because I can't think of it. I mean, that's just because we haven't got any more.
Right, okay. And then you got... Song wasn't made. right, and then you got the Isetta, did you say? BMW Isetta.
BMW Isetta.
Yeah, Isetta.
Isetta? What's it called? Isetta, yep.
Yeah, Isetta. So
the Isetta, spelled I-Setta.
I-Setta. Any reasoning for that name? Oh, I, because of the I-10, right.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly, yeah. Well, not I-10.
No, I-10, that's Hyundai.
Yeah, i8 and i3.
Yeah.
And the i4 now as well.
Oh, they've got
I suppose you've got to
in this kind of market, really.
Yeah, they've got to, yeah.
Yeah. Right. This one to me sounds the most plausible.
Okay.
I've got to be honest. But.
Yep.
I'm not sure. So is it going to be like the bubble? I believe it was a bubble car, wasn't it?
It was a bubble car, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
So is it still a bubble car?
Yes, it's still three-wheeled, and it's got the similar kind of chassis.
So it's very small?
Very small.
Very like a smart car small, or have they made it original small?
Original small. It only seats, I believe, two people.
Yeah, one behind the other.
Yep.
Yeah, right. I've seen one of these. I think they're rare as rocking all shit, the real ones.
They are, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know a garage with one in it that's restoring it, and it is a beautiful little thing.
They're lovely little cars,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, unfortunately it had a cracked because the screen was I think the screen was made of perspex and it was cracked.
Oh, really?
They had to get it replaced and it cost an absolute fortune because they had to make a custom mold to make it.
Ooh, yeah, ouch.
Yeah. And then obviously all the trim, the old trim, wouldn't fit the new shield because it had bent and warped in the sun in its years. So they had to get all new trim made up as well. The whole lot cost thousands. Only worth a few thousand.
Not worth it.
No, exactly. They're only worth a few thousand, but he spent like over 10 grand.
Actually, I had a look a few
weeks
ago.
Well, they're probably worth a lot now. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're worth like 50 grand or something. Yeah. 30 to 50 grand.
He's spent about 10 grand doing this one up, and it's not done yet.
Yeah, God, that's
crazy. Because they have a little motorbike engine originally, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, a little motorbike engine with a little battery pack on them.
Yeah, it was pretty much, I think, to be honest, at first you only needed a motorcycle license to actually drive them.
Ah. Well, in that case, is that going to be carried over to this new model? Because you can get bikes with three wheels that are...
No, it's not been confirmed, but I would expect, because the later Isetta bubble cars, you did need a full license. I would expect this one, you'd need a full license as well.
Because of the chassis type and the change. Right, okay.
Probably, yeah.
So it's perspex front end, looks like a jet, does it? What does it look like?
I don't. It looks almost exactly the same as the old iSetta bubble car, just slightly modernized. It's got wheels from the i3, the same wheels, right. And it's got like LED headlights and stuff like that.
LED headlights.
And the door is still at the front.
Oh, so it swings open.
It does, yeah.
Ah, it's brilliant. And fully electric.
Fully electric.
What's
power
the range train on it?
The range is energy consumption is 6.1 kilowatts per 100 kilometers.
Right.
They say the driving range depends on a variety of factors. For example, personal driving behavior, selected route. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yep, that's the one. I don't know exactly what the range is.
Yeah. Do we know what the capacity is? The total capacity?
What does AH stand for? Big A, little H. It's 40 of them.
Amperes.
There you go, 40.
And what's it doing? six kilowatt per 100?
Kilometres.
I don't know how to work that out, but yeah, you could work it out. it's probably quite a lot, I would imagine.
It's got to be light, hasn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine it's quite a lot. Oh, well, there's no weight on it, no?
I don't know exactly, but I mean, it's small. It's really, really small.
Right, okay. It's maybe 450 kilos with the batteries.
I'd probably say like 600 to 700 with the batteries, but it is really small. Well, actually, no, maybe less than that. It is very, very small.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming in very close to catering weight there, aren't you? What are they, 950? 900?
I don't know.
They're ludicrously light.
They're probably lighter than that. An MX-5 is about 1,000.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. It'll be lighter than that then. Yeah. Well, off. Oh, that's a tough one, you know. That is a bit of a tough one.
So what's it between? What have you ruled out, first of all?
Brands Hatch has been ruled out, I think. I can't see them doing that unless they're removable, because I can see them doing it for... If you'd said that they were removable and rubber... Because you can bolt down rubber removable ones, then I would say that maybe was for the rally. But that one, I just can't see. And the Pelican Crossing thing took it a bit too far.
Okay.
The only thing I can see...
Don't you believe in pit straight safety?
Well, I'm all for pit straight safety. It's called a rev limiter. Or a speed limiter, and they're electronic. The only one that doesn't have one of them is Linden Hill. You can see that because the cars come around the corner. They're freaking going to the wall at 90 mile an hour. I would say that one's ruled out, although it does seem ridiculous, and so ridiculous it could be real.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that I'm really toss up between is BM and freaking Looney Pants.
Right. I don't know why you doubt Elon Musk. He's done nothing in the past to make you think he would do something stupid. He's a bit.
I'm gonna send one of my cars to space. There we go.
He did it
though,
didn't he? Yeah, fair enough.
Actually, I've got
a price for the Brands Hatch speed bumps. I know exactly how much it costs.
Do you?
Yeah, if that makes it any more believable. Just putting in the speed bumps and like painting the lines and stuff.
Right, it's going to be 279,000
ASMP. No. It was £10,419.
Right, that's way too cheap, so that's definitely not true. It costs more than that to put in a freaking speed bump down the road.
Really? £10,000?
It's stupid money to put in the roadworks. Tarmac costs a shitload.
It's only a bump.
It's not just a bump. It's going to have to be like reinforced and everything because cars.
No, they just went down to B&Q, put a couple of sandbags underneath it.
Bit of MDF, that'll do, love.
Exactly, yeah. Went down to Poundland for the brushes. Oh, that's fine. No problem.
Good old range. They gave me some fake bush to put over it.
You're all for fake bush, aren't you?
Oh, I do love a fake bush. I've got one. Grew it out of nylon.
Oh, dear. I actually have two fake bushes upstairs. I actually have. You're going to kick yourself if Franz is right.
Oh, I would die if that was right. Stop trying to trick me back to it, you little shit. I know that one's wrong.
You know it's wrong. Okay.
Right, so I'm... Ooh, I hope it's not wrong. That'd be great. It would kill me. By Pelican Crossing? Dear.
It makes sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, when there's loads of race cars going past, you don't want to be run over by them, do you?
Yeah, got a little freaking, what's it called? Like school bus crossing man as well. Wait.
A lollipop lady.
Yeah, that's it, lollipop
school
lady.
School bus crossing.
Well, you're not allowed to say that now. It's lollipop person because the millennials shit the bed,
otherwise. Oh, God. It's, gender equality and all that.
Yeah, all that rubbish, yeah. Lollipop man. Lollipop lady, lollipop person. Yeah. So, now we're down to two. We're down to a cultural pop idol icon.
Yep.
And
R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah. Random gorilla song. And a potential ice setter.
Yep, the bubble car. The
See,
remake
now,
of the bubble
I
car.
I think one of them sounds more ridiculous than the other. And I think the more ridiculous one's probably real.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure. But I...
Do you want to think about that?
I couldn't think about that. Yeah, I could think about it.
So, BMW are bringing back one of their most iconic, but unknown to a lot of people, bubble car.
Yeah, I was going to say, they weren't made in great numbers, and they weren't very popular.
Well, they were quite pop. They sold quite a few, because a lot of people... At the time they came out, a lot of people couldn't actually afford a car in the UK, especially.
People's car, I suppose. Like the Mini, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah,
a cheaper version.
Yeah. But it had a few issues, which is why they're now modernising it.
Yeah. I can't see... The only thing that's getting in the way of that is... Oh, no, that's freaking just blown that out of the water. I was just about to say, I can't see it getting through tests. But then the Twizy exists.
Yeah, it does.
I'd really like one of them. I've got to be honest. I would love one of them. It looks so much fun. Just to get to work. I think the maximum speed's like silly. It's really low.
It's like less than 30 miles an hour, isn't it?
I think it's about 40 miles an hour, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was less than that.
I know it's really low.
Oh, is this like, the Twizy?
Yeah.
Did you say Twizy? I'm thinking the little tiny, the PLP50. The Twizy, the top speed is...
Isn't it 40 mile an hour?
Don't know.
Oh, I thought you sounded like you were looking it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I just can't find it.
Oh.
50 mile an hour.
I wouldn't want to do 50 in it.
No, bloody hell. When it doesn't come bloody standard with windows.
I know.
God, no.
Well, yeah. And
what else
doesn't
come standard?
You can move the doors as well, can't you?
You can, yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous. Really cool, though. I like them. I like the look of them.
So do I.
Ugly as sin, but really cool.
Yeah.
So that's now thrown it, because I was going to say that the only thing I could think of is the Twizy is designed for a front-end impact, whereas the Isetta would just shit itself in an accident. And it's three wheels, and the way the Twizy works, it ducks in, doesn't it? Like, it's got, you know, it's actually works
it
like
does,
a proper car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And an Isetta... Hang on a second. No, the Isetta's two wheels at the front, one at the back, isn't it? Not the other way around.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, man, that's tough. That is a tough one. I can't see it getting through safety unless it's... It's not under a bike, is it? It's definitely under a car.
As far as I know, yes.
Ooh, that's annoying.
Let me have a look. Let me just make
annoying.
Sure.
Because if it was a bike, it would get through the tests. Because it's different. Mm. What's the impact protection on it? Do we know anything about the impact protection? Know anything about airbags or anything like that?
Let me have a look.
Because obviously VW are doing very similar at the moment.
Sure.
With their electric reincarnation of the bus. Is it the Q?
Oh, yes. Something? Yeah, yep. Yep.
Q line. Is it Q? I think it is.
I can't remember what...
Something like that.
Something like that. But yeah, they've got that... That new range.
They're doing that, and everything's like micro machines. It looks like micro. Well, their concept images when we saw them were like micro machines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can see them maybe seeing that as a German market and thought, "Oh, we'll try and jump in on that one while the iron's hot."
Sure, sure, exactly.
This is annoying. I don't know. I'm in a bit of a 2 and an 8. I'm in a twizzy. you're gonna kill me at the end of this. I bet you're gonna turn around and go, "Ha, you're completely wrong. None of them are right, or bloody brand is real."
No, one of them is real.
One of them is definitely real.
Definitely real.
Right. I'm gonna go. Oh man, I really want that Isetta to be real. I really want that, but I think I'm gonna go with the non-obvious one. I'm gonna have to go with thingy, the song Monkey Gorilla Mawa, whatever its name is.
Mawa.
Sweet. Really cheery sweet. This is what Harambe. This is a cheery sweet Harambe, that's his name. Yeah,
okay, so what you're choosing you're choosing the story where Elon Musk started a record label called Emoji, where he himself is in the song, and he's rapping about a gorilla that died 5 years ago called Harambe.
I'm not sure. It sounds so stupid, but it could be him. He is weird like that. He does weird shit. He trolls people on Twitter, for Christ's sake.
Is that your final answer?
Hang on a second. Where's my phone? I've got an idea. Hang on.
Are you phoning a friend?
I am. No, he's not answering. Right, one second. I got another friend. Hang on.
You're not allowed to phone a friend.
I am.
This is not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
It is. Hang on a second.
It is not.
Hello. Hello, Steve. We're doing the podcast at the moment, and I've got a phone your friend question. So here we go. Tell
Steve he can't Google it.
If you can't Google this, you're not allowed to. If you don't know it, then don't obviously go and Google it. Yeah. Right. So there's two stories, and I've got a guess.
Well, there's three.
Right,
tell him the third story.
There's three stories. Right. So we've got one, which is BMW are bringing out the new Isetta, which is the reincarnation of the old 50s one.
Yeah. Right. The bubble car.
That's the bubble car. And then you've got Elon Musk is bringing out a song that is called, I know, by a new record label called Emoji, and it's about Harambe the gorilla. And then there's the last one, which is Brands Hatch is implementing speed bumps in the pit lane. Which one do you think is real?
I don't know.
Right, thanks.
I'm going for the BMW one, but I don't know.
Oh, no, you've thrown me now because I was going to go with Elon Musk. Oh, no.
The Brand Jets one's fake because yeah. It's on their page.
Oh, fair enough. Right, he's got that one, so we've nailed that one. Oh, Alex has just died inside. He's like, no.
A little bit. This is why you're not allowed to phone people.
Oh, dear. Right, yeah. Thank you very much, matey. I'll make my decision. See you later. Bye. You didn't expect that, did you?
No.
You know, old Steve, when Liam didn't answer, Steve did. I knew he would.
You phoned Liam.
Yeah, that's fair. I phoned Liam originally. Yeah, he's too busy playing games, I think. Or he's got a headache or something, he said.
Tired.
Tired. Oh, that was it. Tired, yeah. Oh, right. Well, he's just put me in a bit of a quandary now. Cause he thinks the BMW one. Oh, it's like a game show. We can
make
a game show.
That's exactly what it is. We can make a game show. Yeah, we can get a big man on it.
Yeah, we could get guests in.
Exactly.
Wild laugh. Yeah. Oh, bugger you, Steve. You put me in a right old predicament now. Shit. Nah, you bastard. I'm gonna have to go with my mate now. It's gonna have to be the Arsette. I'm gonna change it. I can't. Yeah, it's gonna be Harambe. I know it is, but I'm gonna go with Steve's thingy. I think.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Steve on that one.
Okay.
Now you got to tell me the
right
truth.
Answer. The correct true story is.
Yeah.
Franz Hatch.
No!
No, it's not. It's Harambe. Oh.
Is it really? Bollocks! I should have gone with it! Sipping on some Bombay. No! Oh, why didn't I stay? Damn you, Steve!
Elon Musk actually started a record label and released a song called R.I.P.
Harambe. Dead gorilla. Right. You see, now that is why I went. I had my heart set on him. Oh man, if I hadn't used my phone, a friend.
I know exactly. That
dear.
That was
that
so
is,
brilliant.
It is him. That's why I said there's one here that seems so stupid. It's got to be real.
Yep.
And that's why I thought him, because he is nuts and he has actually done it. Wow.
Yep. He's actually.
Did he
done
do it.
It
for April Fool's though? What is the reasoning behind it? There must be a reasoning, a real reasoning.
I think.
Was
to
it
be honest,
just a charity
just kind of self,
thing to make money?
No, it wasn't to make money. It was just kind of, you know, it made a bit of a stir in the media. It was released on the 1st of April, so it was supposed to be taken as a joke. But he actually did it. It was actually released. And it did actually feature the artists I told you.
Really?
And it has been viewed more than 800,000
times. Quite big,
times.
Aren't they? Is that Young Jake or something? He's quite a big rapper, isn't he?
Young Jake? I don't know.
I think I've heard of that one.
No idea. I don't know Blood Pop either, and I definitely don't know Caroline
Polisher. Iski Mali, whatever her name is, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was quite good fun, actually.
That was very, very funny. Are we both...
I hope
the
listeners liked it.
Oh, I hope so. Are we both agreeing that we actually want that I Set a Bubble Car to be released?
I think Steve would agree as well.
Yeah, definitely.
It sounds like he would. It would be epic, but the one thing I can't see it getting through is what I said is... Because of that cone top shape, it would be very hard to reinforce it.
Yeah, that was very difficult. The BMW one was very difficult because they released it on Facebook, and obviously it was fake. So all the numbers did not make sense whatsoever. So you're asking me all about these numbers, and I was just like spouting like 6.1 kilowatts per hour per 100 kilometers.
Yeah,
that's difficult.
I was thinking with the amp hours, I was thinking, hang on a second, that doesn't really work because the batteries...
40
40 amp hours. Well, you know how 40 big a 40 amp. Yeah. Well, you know how big a 40 amp hour battery is, don't you?
No, I've no idea.
It's smaller
no
than
idea
my
about.
Beatles battery. My Beatles battery is 46.
Oh God! Right.
Yeah. So when you said that, I was like, not sure that's right, but he might have got that wrong.
Yeah.
So there was
sure.
little bits. Yeah, there was little bits, but I should have gone with freaking Gorilla Breath. That's and then, annoying.
And then Brands, the one giveaway was there were plenty of giveaways, the main giveaway was the
one,
price
though.
I gave you. The main giveaway was the price, 10,419, aka 1st of April of the 1st of the 4th month, 2019.
right. I'm sure there's some listeners or even people on your... Facebook page that would be interested in sharing some of their more worldly, unworldly stories.
Definitely. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know,
I definitely want to get more people involved.
For you to use or for even for them to join us. I mean, the only thing about joining us, they need a decent audio kit, really. But
yeah, I mean, they don't, you know,
do it over the phone.
It's going to be quite difficult.
Yeah.
you know, we'll try and
but
do
the
our
stories,
best.
But the stories,
we're
open to the stories, and that's always handy, because they could be real, they could be fake. And the only person that actually genuinely knows if they're real or fake is the person that gave it to us.
Yes. Yes, but we've got to sell it, and that's the whole point. So, you know, the person who, you know, if I'm trying to sell the story to Bentley to make Bentley believe it's true, then, you know, I've got to, hopefully, you know, I'll get it.
I'll have a particularly have to kind of good talent for telling immediate porkies on the spot and convincing
people You're very good.
I'm not too bad at stuff like that.
Before we get completely off topic, thank you so much for listening. We'll try and do this as much as possible. We really hope you enjoyed the first episode
of
many, many
to come.
Thank you so much for listening to Is That Wheelie True?
Is That Wheelie True? Oh, dear.
I'm going to use this to make a jingle.